Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And welcome to Overnight America. Man, oh man, what another day, another night. And I woke up this morning motivated to finish the Jim White radio documentary. And how about that? I completed the Jim White radio documentary. Yay! It's in the books and it's ready to air tomorrow night, Wednesday night, starting at 10 o'clock. It's a 2-hour documentary. I get to debut it here on my show, Overnight America, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. So I tried to jot down all of the different personalities that I used in it, and the people, some of which I've interviewed personally, some of which I were able to grab from previous interviews, and others just from the archive, them talking about. So let me just mention to you all of the great KMOX names that are included in this Jim White radio documentary, okay? Follow along at home. If you're playing KMOX Bingo, yell out loud when you get one. So it's Jim White, Pat White, who was Jim's wife, Charlie Brennan, Bob Costas, Bob Hamilton, Elaine Stern, who was Jim White's producer for all those years, Bob Heil, who did the high-tech Heil segment for many years, for decades, really, and the namesake for the microphones and amplifiers and ham radio and just a all-around general smart engineer. Jack Carney, Tom Langmeier, who was the general manager for KMOX in the 90s after Robert Hyland. Jack Buck is in there. Frank Absher, who is a local St. Louis radio and television personality historian. He also worked for KMOX for many years. Clint Hosse, who also worked for KMOX, did sales and other duties throughout the years, and you hear him on this show once in a while. Bob Hardy's in there. And for this one, I did something a little bit different, a little bit new. What I did this time around was include you, the listener. How exciting is that? As you, the listener, gets to have a part in this radio documentary tomorrow night, 10 o'clock. I am so looking forward to airing it for you. If you want to talk a little bit about Jim White, we can. I have a couple of things I want to point out, some things I learned while producing this, which we're going to get to after the break. But we'll open things up. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. I want to talk a little bit about the federal unemployment benefits. Are they going to extend it or is it going to expire sooner than we think? Next hour, Justin Sheffield, he was part of SEAL Team 6. That's a pretty awesome thing. He's got a book out. It's called Mob 6, which is the nickname for SEAL Team 6, and tells the story in detail of what went down to take down Bin Laden. He's going to join us for a half hour next hour. Also, Richard Battle is a veteran business expert, and he is going to talk a little bit about the pursuit of happiness as we get close to the 4th of July this weekend. What is the pursuit of happiness? We're going to talk to him about that, and it's actually pretty neat. And we'll talk more about the Jim White radio documentary coming up after the break. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
Radio's BS detector. Mark Reardon, weekday afternoons at 2 on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
So I'm sitting here. I am looking at this list of all-star KMOX personalities that are included as part of the Jim White special, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. I wanted to point out one other thing, and I wanted to point out that the special we did on Robert Hyland, the mastermind of Behind at Your Service, and really the change in direction for KMOX and talk as an industry, really, the person that I hope gets into the Radio Hall of Fame, that special has not been posted on our website yet, but this was something that I was told by the digital department. Originally, I said, I want to post this up so people that missed it and didn't have a chance to hear it on air would be able to go and do that. And he said, well, wait until there's at least two specials. That way, we're not just posting one up and it looks like a bare closet when it comes to the podcast. So I said, okay. So Jim White special, I complete it. And I say, all right, I'm ready to post them up. So we got everything set up, and after we air the Jim White special, I plan on posting both the Robert Hyland and the Jim White special online for your entertainment. So I hope you can listen to it live. I hope you could on tomorrow night, starting at 10 p.m., the old Jim White stomping ground hour. I hope that you get the opportunity to just sit back, relax, allow it to take you into radio land, and just consume it like you did the radio back then, and just enjoy every moment of it, soaking it in. I hope you get that and you have that opportunity to treat yourself that way. But if not, we will be posting it online. 314-436-7900. Let's go to Mike, who's calling in on Overnight America. Hello.
How you doing, Ryan?
Good.
Now, anyway, I asked a question last night, and they told me to call back today and talk to you. Be glad to talk about it. Now, I wonder if there's a rumor going out. Now, of course, we all know a rumor is not true, but it's a rumor going out that Donald Trump might drop out. And I was asked by a producer, did you hear something like that, heard it? They're going around and said, yeah, they heard it. And also, I think would be the best woman vice president for Joe Biden, and I actually heard her speak, Harris. Now, I forgot her first name. Like, sometimes we get to Mitch, I forget.
Kamala Harris,
Harris.
Is that,
and the reason I said Harris, because when I listen to her, even if she's a Democrat, even if you don't agree with her, she was very smart, she's very intelligent, and she brings stuff where makes sense out of it, whether you agree with her or not. And to be honest with you, she was so good, I was so impressed, I think she'd be better on the top of ticket for Joe Biden.
She
really
you.
Sounded good. You had to listen to her. But she made sense.
Kamala Harris, yeah. No. Going back to the rumor thing, I think you've been bringing that up for, 6 months now?
No, you
brought this
now.
On the show
I
before.
I just heard it.
No, I'm almost certain you've brought that up on the show at some point on this show.
No, not the rumor part. They said that maybe about Joe Biden you heard about people. I talk about that Donald Trump may drop out.
No, I don't see that happening. It's so unlikely that would happen, and I really don't think there are any credible rumors to that. I think, if anything, people just like to say things like that online.
Well, I'll tell you something about personal, or I won't mention who, person without their name, said if Donald Trump did drop out, they don't blame him for all he's went through.
Is it a radio or a TV personality, or was it just someone you knew?
Very well, or close, I won't say, but very close and very honest person.
Okay.
And actually very smart that she wouldn't blame him for all the treatment, or any president, she felt shouldn't go through what he's had to go through. As you know, the virus coming and all this stuff. I didn't say they're supporting and voted for him, but they think they wouldn't blame him, or vice versa, if a Democrat.
Very good. Thanks, Mike. Good to hear from you. So when it comes to rumors and things like that of President Trump dropping out, I don't think anything is worthy of taking that into serious consideration. If I were to put odds onto it, I would say there is a 98.5% chance that he is going to be the Republican candidate for president of the United States. I think it's an unlikely chance he steps aside, really. And even the part about him being treated unfairly, I think that's, for him, par for the course. I feel like he's got a lot of fight in him in the sense that, I don't know, he might like the fight. He maybe likes the idea that everyone is doing this to him in his name. He may be a motivator. This may be something that pushes him to try to go even harder into this reelection. So I don't see that as a deterrent. He's not the type of guy that uses those things as a deterrent. If anything, he uses it to fuel his own criticisms, to point the mirror back at them, and to show that, yes, you're not perfect either. And he's very good at that. In a crude way, of course, but he's good at it, at least getting the message across. Let's go to Joy, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Oh, hi. Hi, Ryan. I want to make this light because I'm tired of all this heavy stuff.
Okay.
Did you use the chalk paint?
Oh, geez. You listened this weekend?
I did, and I heard you, and I'm sitting there going, oh, my gosh. Poor baby.
That's hilarious. Yeah, so this weekend I called into the Home Improvement Show on KMOX, and I was talking about the predicament I was in. So I was in the garage. I was actually using the chalk paint as I was listening to the show, and I said, you know, I'm going to call in, see what Scott has to say about this, because I'm not a fan of it. I don't know why people are a fan of it. I don't know why anyone would buy this stuff. And I thought maybe it was just me. Maybe it's just the way I'm using it wrong. Maybe I'm the odd one out, and this stuff's really great. So I call him up, and he agrees with me. He says, I don't touch that stuff. And I felt vindicated at that point.
So did you use it?
I had to. I was already using it. I still have the parts in the garage. I have to still touch up because that chalk paint's so thick. You have to go through and you have to sand parts that have it a little runny, and then you got to repaint the sand parts. It's such a pain. It's so expensive, and they only come in these small little cans that we got at Home Depot. And I'm not a fan of them, and I'll never use it again.
How'd the crib come out?
Looks okay. Just okay. I mean, I any other paint, I wish we would have used something else on it. In fact, my wife said, for the amount of money that we spend in paint, I could have bought a used secondhand crib the color I wanted it to be, so we didn't have to go through all this.
Oh, well, at least you tried.
I did try. I try so many different things. Then the aggravation of having to go through it all, and it's still in my garage. I'm still not done with it. I didn't get a chance to work on it today, which is a shame. But it's amazing that you were listening to that. I know you listen. Didn't you call in sometimes about groundhogs or something in the past?
Yeah, I'm the mole lady. Yeah.
You're the mole lady. That's right. And now I remember that, too.
Yeah.
All right, Joy. Oh, by the way, before we let you go, how is your underwear face mask holding up?
I have purchased regular masks, and my underwear is gone.
Oh, bummer. You don't even have it as a backup just in case.
No, I threw it away. It's like, get rid of it.
All right,
You have a good memory.
I just remember that. That's something you don't forget. Thanks, Joy. Have a great night.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Underwear face masks? How could I forget something like that? In right after the break, we'll take a look at your weather. In the federal unemployment benefits may run out faster than a lot of people are anticipating. Still, people are waiting for refunds from the government if they waited to file for their taxes. Could there be a second stimulus check? Big date on Thursday could indicate if we're getting one or not. I'm going to talk about those things coming up in just a few minutes. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Welcome back to Overnight America. I wanted to look at a few things when it comes to the upcoming, maybe, stimulus package. It's not a sure thing. I still think there's a pretty good chance they do something, and there was two different articles that were out about this. And the first one I wanted to mention, I think, is a precursor to how they're going to make a decision if they're going to push through another trillion or maybe even $2 trillion stimulus package that we can't afford. Here's the headline from Business Insider. The $600 federal bump in unemployment benefits will end a week earlier than expected for millions of Americans. A week earlier than expected. Well, no kidding. So here's the problem that we run into, and this is why I think it's going to mean they got to make a decision pretty quick on this. On Thursday, we're going to see the unemployment numbers again. Originally, I thought it would be on Friday the 3rd, but because the weekend's a holiday, from what I've been reading, the numbers will come out on Thursday. So we're just a few days away of finding out if there are more people coming off of unemployment or if it's the same. What's the unemployment number? Is it going to drop or is it going to stay the same? Is it going to raise? One of the main concerns about the way we handled this coronavirus stimulus package, and at least to try to get money out into people's hands, they rushed this thing as fast as they could. They rammed this thing through faster than me trying to get into an all-you-can-eat place before they close. That's basically how they were jamming this thing through. And they had to. I mean, it was really no other way to do it. There were a lot of people that were hurting, and they needed to try to get people and money out there as fast as possible. Excuse me. So when I saw all the different, I don't want to use the word fraud, but when you saw all of the different money going out to people that should not have gotten the money, and then all of a sudden when it comes to the businesses that were applying for loans but didn't qualify and they say, okay, got to give it back now, you better do it. Or what about the ones that were getting benefits and checks? Maybe they were dead, or maybe they didn't qualify for it, or whatever it was. There was some sort of reason why that they cashed the check but shouldn't have. Are they going to be able to get that money back? But the thing is, as fast as they put that out, there were bound to be issues, and probably billions of dollars of issues. Billions, with a B, billions. So now they're thinking about, how are we going to do this again? We have a little bit of time. We need to figure out what's necessary, what's not. Where is it going to be the most of impact? And are we going to do something that will actually encourage people to go back to work as opposed to encourage them not to go back to work? So is the incentive so good that it's more of an incentive to stay at home and continue to collect the extra unemployment? Or is the incentive going to be to get them to work again? I've talked to different radio people in different markets, and I've heard them talk about the different ways that their clients and their people that advertise on the radio station are doing. And a lot of them have said, you know what we're doing right now? We're running recruitment ads. They're running ads that say, please come work with us. We have job openings. And you talk to business owners, not only here in St. Louis, but all over the country, that are just waiting for people to come back. And they're sitting there, and they're scratching their head, and they said, you know, I got a good-paying job. It's not the worst job in the world, but it's, you know, it's a job. And they're finding that they have to compete with the government giving out free money, $600 extra a week on top of their unemployment benefits. And that's what they're competing with. Someone has to decide, well, I can sit at home for another month, or I could go work and make the same amount of money or more. Then what are they going to do? And that's what is really holding the economy back. I think that it's going to be a tough decision for a lot of those in power right now, because the Democrats want to spend like drunken sailors, and they really have no care or consideration for all of the massive amount of debt we're already in. They want to be able to throw money out to their friends, and they want to be able to try to fund the things that have nothing to do with stimulating the economy based on the dip that happened because of this coronavirus. No consideration. They just want to get what they want because they see it as an opportunity to throw it out and very little oversight. Or really, hey, if you get an individual paycheck, hey, you know, we might have given $1 billion here that shouldn't have gone there. Or no, we might have given a half, half a billion here and 25 million there and this or that. But, you know, what do you care? You got $1,200 in your account. Give me a break. So that's, I think, where we're at. So there's got to be at least some limit to how an extra stimulus would work. There has to be a way to incentivize people going back to work. And there has to be a way to cut off people after they are asked to come back and they decide to not come back. And if you're on an unemployment right now, this is what I would say to you. And you're soaking up the extra money or whatever it is. They're saying right now that this money will run out on July 25th, which is about, let's see, today's the 30th, 1, 2, 3. We're getting close. 1 week, 2 week, 3.5 weeks away. It's going to run away pretty quick. What's going to happen then? What if it runs out earlier? Yeah, what if it runs out earlier? What if it runs out in 3 weeks? So what's going to happen? You're going to be sitting there. You have an opportunity to go work, and you decide not to because the incentive's there. And then what? It runs out, and you just got to start figuring out, okay, now what do? I better go find a job. This is the time you find a job. And I wouldn't rely on the government to say that they're going to do this indefinitely. I mean, a lot of times the Pelosi's of the world, they want to see it indefinitely hand out universal basic income. We need to stretch this out as much as possible. We need to open up ways for the government to indefinitely take care of people, and by means of, let's just continue to tax anything we can or anyone we can, the ones that are working, or in some cases we need to just basically redistribute the wealth. A lot of socialist talk that we've seen from the Democrats on how we should handle this sort of thing. And unfortunately, fortunately, there is a little bit of element of time in this, but it actually works in the favor of the politicians at this point because they don't have to jam and rush something in this time. So the story over at KMOX.com, let me go back to this one. There will be a second stimulus check. Three important dates to know. This is the question that's being asked. Date number one, July 2nd, that's when they'll release the unemployment report, and I think that'll help make a decision there. July 20th, Congress and the Senate are set for summer break until July 20th. So as they're getting ready to break, they're probably going to be returning right around the time the money's about to run out. This is a thing that could be working against being responsible. If they decide not to work during this time, if they decide to go home, I would really, really, really like for Mitch McConnell to say, hey, we're not going to go on break until we figure out what we're doing. So no way you're going to try to put baby in the corner again and force us to do something as fast as possible as opposed to trying to do something smart or at least fiscally responsible. Then August 7th is the last possible date for a reform bill to be passed prior to the House and Senate's month-long summer recess. So let's watch out for that. I think where we're at now, I think what we need to do is at least look at the report on Thursday and then come up with a good plan. That's what we need to do. Let's go to Jeff, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
How's it going tonight?
Good.
You like being back in the studio?
No, I'm not in studio.
Oh, I thought you were. I thought you were doing
no,
that
did you?
Now.
Was what? Well, no, I'm still at home. Here's the thing. We're not really advertising. We're still at our house. But our company that we work for is called Intercom. There's five radio stations in our building. And they're really trying to make sure those that are comfortable working from home stay there because they really want to minimize as many risks and question marks as possible. So, you know, I'm fine working from here. There's a lot of other people that are fine, and I'll probably be here for a little longer.
Anyway, I have an ideal for the unemployment, people getting the extra unemployment.
Okay.
The only way they can keep the unemployment is if they start to return to work and then phases down as they get more.
Yeah, I can't remember which representative brought this up. Was it in Ohio, Portman? There was someone that brought it up that mentioned instead of giving $600 of unemployment, we switched that over to $450 a week for returning into the job force for a certain amount of time.
And then, phasing that out, so it's sort of like not like a big sting when it, you know, like when you do it all at once, and then you can get time to adjust back to the way it was before.
Yeah, I don't like that plan too much either. I think it's an interesting way to look at it to incentivize people to go back to work. But again, so we're going to be able to give extra government bonuses.
But if they don't go back to work, they don't get nothing. Just put it that way. If they choose not to go back to work, they just don't get it.
Yeah, that's something. Now, look at it as, let's say $600 a week, and that's a lot of money for the government to give out for, you know, 30 million people or whatever that are still claiming it, or 35 or whatever the number is. That's an awful lot of money. So if they're going to just be handing out more and more and more money to incentivize people from staying at home, there has to be a way for them to say, okay, instead of doing that, we're just going to cut it off, and we're just going to say one last stimulus for everyone, as in we'll do another $1,200 per person like we did before. It's essentially a 2 week,
maybe an even 1,500 or something like that.
Okay, yeah. Let's say it's even 18. That's a huge number. That's basically says you get a 3 week notice. It's much better than you would give an employer if you're ready to quit a job.
Yeah.
3 week notice. You have 3 weeks to go find a job. The people are out there. They want to hire you. You got 3 weeks. This is the money that's going to make up for what you are being cut off of. But everyone gets it.
Yeah, but when it's done, it's done.
Yeah, and that's the thing. There has to be some motivator. And I know that these people that are owners of these businesses are scratching their head and they're saying, dude, we want to hire you. Just come on over here. And they're thinking to themselves, how in the world am I going to be able to make up what I lost the last couple of months if I can't get a workforce to come do the labor? I mean, you're going to crash this economy again based on people purposely sitting out when they're being told that they got a job and they should be going and doing that instead.
I also thought about calling about that couple in St. Louis, but everyone was basically saying what I was thinking, so I figured, what's the point?
Oh, we're going to talk about them again. In fact, Mark, the guy in the picture in the video, was on Tucker Carlson tonight on Fox News. I was going to play some of that later tonight. So that's interesting. They've been making all kinds of...
people were pretty much saying the same thing I was thinking on their side and all that stuff, so I figured, what was the point?
Yeah, I get it. All right. Hey, thanks, Jeff. Good to hear from you.
Good night.
We're going to take a break. If you want to call, you can, but you probably saw a comedy legend. Carl Reiner passed away today at the age of 98. I have no idea he was 98. We're going to talk a little bit about Carl Reiner coming up, and Kevin Kleen had a whole other story I might try to sneak in there. One of the more unique ones. In fact, I've seen a lot of them. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. Michaelsflooringoutlet.com on KMOX.
And Overnight America continues. And just a reminder, our very special guest, a member of SEAL Team 6, as you can remember, a very popular SEAL Team 6, the crew that went in and took care of Bin Laden. He's got a book out about it called Mob 6, the nickname for SEAL Team 6. He's going to discuss that in about 15 minutes from now. Really looking forward to it. Let's take a couple of your calls before we go to the news at the top of the hour. And let's go to Benny. Welcome to Overnight America.
Yes, hello. This is Ryan.
Yes.
This is Benny.
Hi, Benny.
Calling about 6 weeks ago, and I live in North St. Louis. I live out in Blackjack, Missouri for 15 years. Mm-hmm. I came back downtown, I said, where by Crown Candy? I hear the gunshots at night. I don't like it, and so people around it, they don't like it either. Mm-hmm. And I support the police, I do. Mm-hmm. I support the police, I back them up. We cannot let one, a couple of bad apples that look bad for everybody.
Right.
Police are here to protect and serve. I support them 100%. I back them up 100%.
Very good.
Now, you said I called you a white supremacist. I said conservative extremist on Telmex.
Oh.
Between the hours of 11 and 2.
I don't remember. When was this?
Oh, I remember. You don't recall that?
No, I don't remember.
You said the next day that we can't have it on Telmex. People calling me a white supremacist. I never called you a white supremacist. I said conservative extremist.
I said it the next day? Is that what you said?
Yeah, the next day. You said I called you a white supremacist.
Yeah, the next day? How do you know I was even referring to you?
You said we were getting the call in last night. We don't need that kind of stuff at Telmex. What you said?
Oh.
I don't know.
See, I don't remember that. Yeah.
Well, I remember it. I'm pretty sure we can go over it because you guys got a catalog there.
Right.
So,
no, we
okay.
do. It's up there on the website somewhere. I guess you can go try to find it if you want to.
Well, one thing I want to say is Mr. Trump is teaching diversity. We need to come together in this country. It can't be racially polarized. Like, St. Louis has been racially polarized. I've been all of my life. Okay? Until we come together as one, it's going to get worse and worse. There's black supremacists out here just like it's white. Ain't nobody no better than ever. It's all hate.
Yeah.
I don't support hate.
That's a message that's not popular. It's not a message that's popular at all.
Black racists out here is white.
Are you familiar with Terry Crews? Do you know him? He's an actor.
What was that?
Terry Crews. Have you heard of him before?
Terry Crews, used to be a football player.
Yes, he's a big dude, and he's a movie star, television.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah. Okay, so did you hear his recent comments?
Everybody hates Chris.
Yes, but did you hear what his comments were that everyone has turned on him?
Yes.
Okay, let me read his comments because it pretty much echoes what you're saying. This is what he put on that a lot of people are upset about. He wrote, "If you are a child of God, you are my brother and sister. I have family of every race, creed, and ideology. We must ensure Black Lives Matter doesn't morph into Black Lives Better." What do you think of that comment?
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I do not support hate. I don't care if you're black, white, or green. I don't support hatred.
Yeah.
And I believe this with my heart and soul. Don't nobody come out hating. You are taught to hate.
Yeah. Well, let me go back to something you mentioned at the start of this. You called me a conservative supremacist. Is that what you said me?
I said conservative extremist.
A conservative extremist. Okay, what do you mean by that?
Let's go back to the 1964 Republican National Convention. Now, remember now, Martin King supported Eisenhower. Do you guys know that? Eisenhower to the conservative extremist. His name was Happy Nelson Rockefeller, the governor of New York. Came to the podium. He said, conservative extremists are infiltrating our party.
Yeah.
He's talking about Ronald Reagan.
Hold on a second. Benny, I just remembered something. Is that your fire alarm still beeping because you haven't replaced the battery yet? Hold on a second, Benny. Hold on. I just remembered. I'm starting to remember our call. Is that your fire alarm still beeping from 6 weeks ago? You haven't replaced the battery yet?
Yep, it went off.
Benny, it's been 6 weeks and you haven't replaced the battery in your fire alarm?
No, I had a mission I replaced it the next day.
Why is it beeping? I just heard it.
It ain't about beep right now. No.
I just heard it beep. I just heard it beep. We gotta rewind the tape. I don't want to hear that.
Right.
All right, well, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say something. Mm-hmm. If you are a St. Louis native, you will ask this question. What high school you went to?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not a St. Louis native. I moved here.
Yeah, that's right. Think about it. You're not from here, sir.
Yeah. What does that mean?
And you're very good. Okay?
I can't have an opinion.
But you're not a St. Louisan, okay? You ain't been here.
Okay.
But you're good, okay?
Okay, I'm good. Thank you, Benny. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right, good call from Benny. That's really interesting. We might be able to go another minute here. Well, probably not. Maybe. You know, let's just real quick. Richard, can you go 30 seconds?
I could try. That was so funny. I heard that beeping on the fire alarm, too.
Yeah, strange. That reminded me of that call. Okay, we only have about 30 seconds, if you could.
I saw an interview with LeBron James yesterday at his house. His fire alarm was beeping, too. I don't know what's going on with that. You see those interviews with some people. It was like beeping, just like I just heard with that. Anyway, right, the unemployment issue you're talking about, and I'll try to be brief. $920 a week, you can make top line on unemployment. But if your job's eliminated, do you think that somebody that's going to offer you a job, would they say, okay, I'll pay you $920 a week? Or are you saying, no, you go get a job, you go get a job for $10 an hour? I don't understand which way you're going with that. Because I just heard about 5 minutes ago before we got to that call at the end about the unemployment call. So if somebody was offered somebody $920 a week, heck yeah, go get that job. But are you saying for them to go get $10 an hour? Or where's the parameter at? I guess. If somebody's job's eliminated, not being a bartender or a waiter sitting on his butt making $600 a week, there are some people out there who have had their jobs eliminated that were making real money.
Okay, so let's put it this way. You can make that extra $600 a week on unemployment, but it only lasts for another 3 weeks. You can do that, or you live on what the unemployment is after that, which is not much. It's not much. So you're much better off getting a job than waiting.
$920 a week. I mean, you probably make $10 an hour on this job sitting at home, right?
Yep, $10 an hour. You're right.
Are you doing for a little overnight job? Think about the option, $920 a week, they should keep that going. Let's get the economy going. Yeah, $920 a week, or have the owner of a company or whatever say, yeah, I'm going to pay you $920 a week. Come work for me. Pretty simple.
All right.
That's how it works.
Thank you very...
You make 10 an hour on your radio show.
I get your point.
$920 a week right now.
All right. Thanks, Richard, for your call. Thank you. We got to go to break here. But let me just point out real quick. If someone were to say you can get a good paying job and you're going to be sustained in taken care of by that good paying job, or you can make an extra $600 for 3 weeks and then you're on an unemployment, I think it's a pretty easy decision. You take the job. I think that's the way you need to do it. All right. So got a couple of guests that are coming up in just a few minutes. Looking forward to talking to them. Don't go anywhere. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.